From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Claire Strempel with a quick look at local and statewide news. The state reports 33 new cases of COVID-19 in Juneau for today. There are two people with the virus being treated at Bartlett Regional Hospital. According to Juneau Public Health, there are roughly 165 active cases of the virus and three clusters, one associated with a sports team, one with a church, and another with childcare. Nearly a third of the active cases in Juneau are people under the age of 18. The oldest person with COVID-19 is 80, the youngest is 1. The Juneau School District identified 6 people who have tested positive for COVID-19 who were contagious while in school. One at Floyd Dryden Middle School, one at Zontikahini Middle School, 3 at Juneau Douglas High School, Yada'akale, and 1 at Riverbend Elementary. One elementary school class is quarantined mostly as a result. Statewide, 475 new people are identified with COVID-19, 11 of whom are non-residents. The state reports 16 recent deaths, bringing the statewide total to 590. Anyone who is 12 years old or older is eligible to get a COVID vaccine. In Juneau, call 907-586-6000 or go to juneau.org/vaccine to make an appointment. Juneau police confirmed that a body found near Auk Bay Ferry Terminal is a man who has been missing since late August. Juneau police got the call Tuesday morning from the medical examiner's office that the man found was Joseph Clayton. Clayton went missing on August 20th when he went on a hike and never returned. He's from Oregon, and his family came up to Juneau to search for him. On October 6th, police found an old campsite and a man's body near the ferry terminal. They contacted Clayton's family, who posted on Facebook that Clayton was found. But at that point, he hadn't been identified quite yet, and Juneau police couldn't say it was Clayton. In the post, the family thanked the Juneau community for their help in searching for Clayton. The family of another Juneau man who has been missing for more than 2 weeks are offering a $5,000 reward for information about where to find him. Family, friends, and law enforcement have been looking for Doug Farnsworth since he went missing on September 29th. His older sister, Kirsten Farnsworth, says she and other family members believe he is dead. The truck Doug Farnsworth was believed to be driving was found by the Perseverance Trailhead about a week ago. When that happened, Alaska State Troopers, Coast Guard, and a local canine search group combed the area for him, but didn't find any trace. So they called off the active search. Kirsten Farnsworth says there is footage of the truck driving up Basin Road around 4:30 a.m. on September 29th, but it's too dark to see who's in the truck. She asks that anyone who may have video footage from Basin Road or Gold Creek from a few hours before or after that time to reach out to her or Juneau Police. Juneau Police have a detective assigned to the case. Lieutenant Craig Campbell wrote in an email that they're following what leads they have and don't have any update on the investigation at this point. Anyone who knows anything about where he might be can make an anonymous report to Juneau's Crime Line online or at 907-523-7700. Power is expected to be out across most of Gustavus on Wednesday as electric utility workers upgrade some infrastructure. Alaska Power and Telephone Company operations manager Darren Belisle says to expect power to be out from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. while a new switch is installed that feeds the town. The work will be done at the Four Corners intersection. The school, library, airport, post office, and residents of Same Old Road will not be affected. Belisle says the outage will be disruptive, but there was no alternative. He says the upgrade will improve reliability and make restoring power after future outages quicker and safer. City Administrator Tom Williams says landlines shouldn't be affected, though mobile phone service and other communications may be.
City Hall will be closed. We won't have any power, so heat, lights, internet will pick up service on Thursday. We know that this is infrastructure that has to be updated or repaired, so part of living out here in the bush.
Gustavus City Hall is normally closed on Fridays, but will be open this Friday to make up for the outage day. Gustavus Emergency Services will be running on backup systems. Conservative elected officials and activists are pushing to remove obstacles to Alaskans getting access to ivermectin. They're frustrated that many pharmacists refuse to fill prescriptions for the unproven COVID-19 treatment. Alaska public health officials have already invested a huge amount of time and energy in convincing residents that ivermectin isn't a wonder drug. But as Nat Hertz with Alaska Public Media reports, residents and elected officials haven't given up trying to get it.
Before I get any further into this story, I need to give you a few basic facts about ivermectin. The drug is approved for human use to treat certain parasites and skin conditions, and it's been shown to be effective against COVID in a lab setting. But actual human trials have given mixed results. One study ended up being retracted amid plagiarism allegations, and the drug is not approved by the federal government as a COVID-19 treatment. The big problem with the drug, according to Coleman Cutchins, a state health department pharmacist, is that it distracts from measures proven to be effective, namely the vaccines.
At this point, anyone who claims to be creating medical guidance and they don't have vaccine as their number one recommended tool are pushing this information.
Okay, now take a trip with me to the halls of Zoom, where the state pharmacy board was meeting a few weeks ago.
I will say whatever room Representative McCarty is in looks very comfortable on a fall day.
That's board chair Justin Ruffridge, a Kenai Peninsula pharmacist. He was addressing one of three Republican state representatives who took the unusual step of testifying about ivermectin at the pharmacy board's meeting. Here's Kevin McCabe of Big Lake, who said he's been hearing from doctors and physician assistants in his district.
I have to say how frustrated they are when they issue a prescription and the pharmacy will not fill it because it's ivermectin.
The representatives weren't the only ones making this point. Two of Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy's appointees to the State Commission on Aging also called in, including Mike Coons, a conservative activist from the MATSU. Coons is vaccinated, but when he was exposed to a neighbor who got COVID, his doctor was willing to prescribe ivermectin and another drug that federal agencies caution against using called hydroxychloroquine. So Coons asked a local Fred Meyer pharmacy if they'd fill those prescriptions in the event he got sick. And here's how he says they responded.
Oh, no, we can't do that. Why not? Well, because, you know, we're worried about liability and we're being told by the CDC that if we dispense it, that we're going to lose our license. I said, what? I said, that's garbage.
Coon says he realized later that it's the state pharmacy board, not the CDC, that has licensing authority, which is why he and others have asked the board to make it clear that pharmacists should be filling doctors' prescriptions. Here's how Coons put it in his testimony to the pharmacy board.
What we need this board to do is to tell Kroger and Fred Meyer's and Safeway and Kars and Walgreens that if they're going to operate in the state of Alaska under a state of Alaska licensure, when a doctor gives a prescription, they get that prescription out to that patient. No questions asked other than what they're supposed to be normally asking.
But board members at the meeting sounded uninterested in putting pressure on pharmacists who don't want to sign off on ivermectin prescriptions. Instead, Ruffridge, the board's chair, pointed testifiers toward a draft Q&A document that highlights medical and pharmacist associations' positions. They oppose dispensing the drug outside of a clinical trial. He also noted that some doctors are prescribing dangerously high amounts of ivermectin.
Once we start going outside of recommended dosing and durations, we certainly put ourselves a bit in the crosshairs for that.
Less than a week after the meeting, Ruffridge sent a letter to the three representatives saying that pharmacists can fill or decline prescriptions for ivermectin based on their professional judgment. And he says multiple deaths and hospitalizations associated with ivermectin treatment for COVID should give prescribers and pharmacists pause. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Hurst.
The body of a Prince of Wales Island man who went missing more than 4 years ago has been identified by authorities. Alaska State Troopers say Christopher Perez set out on a canoe near Klawak in December 2016, but was not reported missing until 8 months later. A statement from the Department of Public Safety says the state medical examiner's office ID'd skeletal remains discovered August 2nd on the shores of Catalina Island, an uninhabited islet about 7 miles west of Klawak. Authorities say they haven't determined the cause, manner, or approximate date of death. Perez would have turned 52 this past April. His family has been notified. In Juneau, showers tonight with a low of 40 degrees. Up to 3/4 of an inch of rain is predicted overnight. Rain on Wednesday with an east wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour. That's all for your state and local news. I'm Claire Strempel with KTOO.